Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, to find out all the latest news about when I'm going on tour with my tour show, Stephen Mullen Ouch, all you have to do is go to www.thestephenmullen.com and sign up to the mailing list where I will be writing to you personally about all the latest news. I will not be spamming you. I will only email you when I've got stuff to tell you about. So head over to www.thestephenmullen.com to sign up to the mailing list. And if you would like to support the podcast by buying me a coffee, you can do so. The link is in the description to this podcast. Now let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hello Steve-O Podcast for this Friday, the 28th of October, bank holiday weekend. It's back, baby! Wow. I'm feeling the energy. I hope you can feel I'm feeling the energy. I'm delighted to be back. I do know that there is lots of people out there who don't follow me on social media, or you don't have social media, etc., etc. So you don't really necessarily know what's happened, or you don't necessarily know why I've been gone for, I think, 2 weeks. I've missed 2 weeks now. And, I'll explain the drama a little bit, maybe in a bit more detail for everybody who was already following me on social media. And I'm just delighted, genuinely, to be back on doing Hello Steve-O podcast. I was annoyed. I'm not going to lie to you. Not just from missing the podcast and making the podcast point of view, because I felt we got some, like, I was really in the flow of it. I was getting some lovely momentum. You know, everybody was enjoying Taron coming on as well. And I had lots of other ideas that I was going to try out in the show. And I genuinely was really enjoying being back. I know I've brought it back since April now at this stage, but I was just loving being back. And then to be told, it was kind of being very much a great part of my routine every week. And then to be told, and then to find out that you're not going to be doing it, man, that was annoying. It was annoying and it was frustrating on lots of fronts. But I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you the story of what exactly has happened as to why there was no podcast for the last couple of weeks, but also the lesson that I have learned about myself in the whole thing that I know we can all take something from, because it's not something that I'm an expert at now. The lessons learned, it's never going to be a challenge again, you know, because I have it all sorted. No, it's always going to be a challenge. But I did yesterday had a real moment of going, you can learn from this whole situation, Stephen. You can learn from this. And it's not about my organization or any of that stuff. It's a bit deeper than that, okay? Because I am disorganized. That is the way my brain works. And I do my best with it. I'm not going to beat myself up about being disorganized or any of those types of things. I just embrace it and I'm going to move forward. But the lesson that I learned is a lot deeper than that. Just organizing. Ha! So, let's go back to the beginning of it. And I mean, I'm not going to spend the whole podcast just talking about this laptop situation, because so many things have happened in my life in the last few weeks and I haven't always been able to get them out because I've been so busy. I haven't been able to tell you guys all about it. I've been traveling a lot. Maybe some people. Theory is that it was God breaking my laptop because I needed to slow down. However, it did set me off kilter a little bit because it knocked me off my rhythm and I didn't quite know what to do with the time. Not that there was time off. I was just still trying to get stuff done, but in annoying ways on my phone. and with pen and paper. Anyway, what happened with the laptop is, and it's not even old. That's part of the frustration. I spent money on this brand new MacBook not that long ago. 3 years is surely not long in the life of, when you spend the money doing a MacBook. So what happened was, after I had done a job using my MacBook last year that I now know I shouldn't have used, the MacBook was kind of charging other equipment. It was powering other equipment, and it definitely suffered in that period. I shouldn't have let my laptop being used in that situation, how and ever. A couple of months after that, the battery was just kind of like, it wasn't working unless the laptop was plugged in. So it was clear that I needed a new battery. I did some research online and I needed a new battery. Now, here is my first mistake. I just was like, I need it done now. Okay. And what I didn't do was the right thing. I went to the guy who works around the corner from me that has a computer repair shop, of which I will not be naming names because I do not recommend you go there. And he said that he could fix my MacBook. He could fit it with a battery. I could do the Apple battery, but he could get a cheaper one for me and it would be just as good. He said!
Can you feel where this story is going?
So, cut to whatever it is, the last couple of weeks, my MacBook is overheating a lot. And there's a big heat coming off the back of it. And then this weird thing happens where the keyboard kind of freezes and the trackpad or the mouse is freezing as well. But whatever's going on the screen is still working. So if you were watching a video, the video would still play away. Just the keypad and the keyboard wouldn't work. So it's a bit weird. Then after a while, it wouldn't do that. And then after a while, I figured out that if you reset it, turn off the computer, it would come back. But that, in a very short space of time, kept getting worse and worse and worse, to the point that when I would switch it back on, then it was just becoming a blank screen. So I called the guy. I said, you fitted a new battery for me. This issue has never happened before, and now it's happening. And he's like, I told you it's not the battery. I shouldn't have done that. But it's amazing how he was on the defensive straight away. I tell you, it's not battery. The problem with that laptop is the design. They tried to make it so thin and so sexy and thin. The reason why how they make it thin is they put everything in on top of each other and then it all overheats. That's the problem with your Mac. But I tell you now, it's nothing to do with battery. But I can look at it if you want. So I'm like, oh, okay. So it's a flaw in the design. And he's kind of telling me all about the flaw in this design. And then I'm going, this is over the phone. How are you telling me this now? Or he might have experienced this exact problem with plenty of the same laptop. Give him the MacBook. He says, I was like, can I get it back by tomorrow? Because I need to do a podcast. And no, it's not happening tomorrow. So then that's when I put up the first message on Instagram saying, I'm really sorry, guys, but due to technical issues, I will not be putting a podcast out tomorrow. Now, that's where the stress starts, because it's interfering with my work. It's interfering with my writing. I had done a lot of writing, a lot of which is, you know, it's probably going, a lot of it is going to end up in a brand new show. Not the one that I just wrote, not the one that I'm going to go on tour with in the spring that you can book tickets for on www.thestephenmullen.com. Not that show. I've written another one again. And I put a lot of work into it, and I was like, wow, I'm finding things that I wouldn't normally find here. And I'd found a specific writing process that I was like, ooh, I'm finding new things here, you know? So I was excited about that. And then with the MacBook going down, that was like, it was not the time that I needed that to happen. Also, this is the time of year that taxes are getting paid. And my accountant literally has texted me today going, have you not got more expenses then? You know, because basically I got a tax bill that's going to, I'm not getting into that. It wasn't the time for me to have to buy a new laptop is what I'm saying, a MacBook. It really, really, really feckin' wasn't. I've had a great time busyness of work, but it's ups and downs in my industry. And right now it feels like a tiny quiet moment. And I'm kind of a little bit kind of going, la 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 la. You know what I mean?
Where is the money coming from?
Do you know what I mean? So The guy is like, you won't get it till next week. I ring him early on the following week, nothing. And he's basically, leave it with me till Thursday. So by the time it's the Thursday, it's 10 days, no laptop. And no podcasts either, no writing. And it's driving me up the walls. I'm going to gigs. I'm performing. I'm having other ideas. And I'm trying my best to write, to handwrite as much as I can, to catch my thoughts that way and then try to bring them to the stage. But it's hard to tie it all together when I know there's all this other thinking going on that I have recorded somewhere else, and I would really like to get stuck into it, and lots of other things that I do on my laptop. So it was becoming frustrating. By the time it gets to Thursday, he's basically saying that they're going to try some technique where they're going to rewire blah 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 to cut the power, to go from here, to go from there, to blah blah blah. I was like, dude, it's been 10 fucking days. How could you not have told me this a week ago or something like that? And because he's going, we're going to try this, but we don't know if it's going to work. We don't know if it's going to happen. And every time we call Apple for more information about this, they won't give us the information. And blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, can I have the fucking MacBook, please? Take it back. Take the receipt. Bring it to an Apple shop. They check it. They call me within 24 hours and say, we're not touching this thing because the battery that's in there is not an Apple battery. It's loose, and that's what's overheating your thing, and it's leaked, and that's what's ruined your laptop. Not the fucking overheating, as the guy had said. Now, obviously, I can go back to the guy and say you have to refund me the money for blah, 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 blah. But at that stage, this is where all the stress has kicked in. I'm worried about spending money on a new laptop, and I stress too much about it. I should just fucking done it. Because I got to crack on with my work. And I'm just stressing about all these feckin' other options, and I should have, would have, could have, basically. I shouldn't have gone to the guy to get the battery fixed originally. I should have gone to Apple at the time. Why didn't I do that? Why was I trying to cut corners rather than spending the little bit extra to do the thing properly? Shoulda, woulda, coulda. And I lived in this time of basically 2 weeks of stressing rather than dealing with it from the top. And, as you all know, I was worried if I'd lost all that new show that I had written. Now, it turns out, thank God, again for Apple, I do back up my MacBook to an external hard drive all the time, but everything that is on my desktop is naturally on the cloud. So all I had to do when I got, that was the main stress. I didn't really realize this. I kind of did in my subconscious. I didn't really understand this fully all until somebody had said it to me, and I was able to go onto iCloud on my phone before I'd even bought a new laptop. On my phone, I was able to go and see what's on my iCloud and see everything that was on my desktop. So easy. And then the buying of the new laptop, rather than going back into the Apple shop in town, there's literally an app on my phone, the Apple Store. Everything is the exact same price on there. You don't have to talk to anybody. I was able to order to spend thousands on a new MacBook off my phone, pay it with Apple Pay, gets delivered straight to my door. I turn on the laptop. Everything's working immediately. And then I just have to click one button and boom, everything from the cloud brought up all the stuff off my old desktop from the old MacBook, and I open the show and it's all there. Because thankfully the program I use is not Microsoft Word or whatever the Apple one is, Pages. As soon as I click X on that thing, I don't even have to save it. It naturally saves it all the time anyway. So it was all there. 6,000 words of it, by the way. 6,000 words, all there. All those thoughts, all those weird junctions, not junctions. What do you call it when you're in a conversation and someone takes a... Oh, God, you're all screaming it now. I can know you. Oh, God, I got to think of it now. It's a detour. I'm just going to go detours. But all the weird detours that my brain, my thoughts went on in thinking up these funny routines and all that kind of a thing that were completely, in my eyes, lost. It was all there. And you know what? It doesn't annoy me now, right? Because I'm not going to be annoyed about it now because I'm learning that, CBT. I'm learning not to be annoyed now. I'm trying to tell you about this without being annoyed, right? What I learned from that experience is that I wasted so much energy over 2 weeks stressing. Stressing about what I shoulda, woulda, coulda. Yes, I could have gone to another place to get the MacBook fixed properly and to get the battery fixed properly. I could have spent the extra money and that would have I could have said to the company, you're not using my laptop, you'll have to get another laptop. Yes, I could have done all of those things, right? But the reality is, of what I am learning this week, is that all that doesn't exist. Every little thing of the shoulda, woulda, coulda, everything that was in the past does in the moment, right now, as you're listening to it, or right now as I'm recording it, or right now in the, all the moments that I was worrying, none of that existed. I didn't go and get it fixed by the right people. It's gone. It's done. I should have forgotten about it straight away. I should have bought a new MacBook straight away rather than just humming and hawing about it for now 2 weeks. And the stress of the future, that's the thing about buying it, was the stress of, well, if I spend this money in this, what about this, and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. Which is, it's all a legitimate concern for every single person that is listening to this podcast right now, because we're all worried about financial stuff right now because of the cost of everything. But the reality...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What he is, that it doesn't exist. Right now, as I'm listening, as I'm talking to this microphone, and as you're listening to it, when you do listen to it, right now, the future does not exist. All I have right now is this moment. And we all do that. We all waste our time worrying on the things that have happened and what we should have done, or the possibilities of the things that could happen. And that's a big one for me. I worry a lot about the future. I worry a lot about, to be quite honest with you, about financial stuff. Even when times have been great, I worry too much about financial stuff all the time. And I worry about it's always negative. Well, I mean, worry is always negative anyway. I'm never worried about how great it's going to be, you know? I never put the energy into, some people call it manifesting, but I never put my energy into dreaming positively about the future. Yeah, I might never make money again in this field in the next 6 months. Yeah, that is a possibility, yeah. Also, highly unlikely, and possibility of great positive things happening in the next 6 months. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I worried and I stressed about things that did not exist. And that's what I learned a lot this week. I worked through it hard in CBT. The future does not exist. And that's crazy to say, but it's so true. We all have worries, yes, but all the only thing that we can control is how we are right now in this moment. You're doing it now. You're thinking about something from the past. Let it go. It doesn't exist. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. all you have is right now in this moment. The future, the worries that you have, that thing that you didn't do, that place that you should be, that money that you shouldn't have spent, the worry about your relationship, the worry about your job, the worry about where money is going to come from, the worry about what's going to happen with the Russians. All you have and all I have right now in this moment is now. Nothing else exists. Let it fucking go. Now. Isn't that a fucking weight off your shoulders? Because there's nothing else. There is nothing else than right now in this moment. Fuck it. Just do this moment. What are you doing right now? Do it. Engage in what you're doing right now. Don't waste your thoughts on things from the past or the future. Think about right now. And that was a huge thing for me. A huge thing for me. And I know you guys all know this already. I know this as well. But sometimes it just takes a moment or an experience or somebody else talking to you or a stress, whatever. Sometimes we have to learn lessons again. And I certainly feckin' did. And I tell you what, in this moment, the way my body feels in this moment, the way my, I'm sure you can hear my mouth is quite dry at the moment, and I've run out of water, unfortunately, but maybe I shouldn't even mention that, wouldn't have put you off, but it's, I'll explain that another time. but right now in this moment, what am I feeling? And I am feeling, so I'm going to express it to you. I'm going to check my body and express it to you what exactly it is that I'm feeling. I'm genuinely, there's a bit of emotion coming from behind my eyes right now. And there's a smile coming on my face as well, because I feel a strong feeling in my body of gratefulness. I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to be able to talk to you. I'm very grateful to be able to do what I'm doing right now. It's weird. I don't think I've ever had this moment before so visceral, but I can feel you listening, even though you're not listening as I record this. I can feel that I'm talking to you. And my body feels great today, right? Thanks to one of the listeners, you know who you are, took me out today on what I can only describe was, we didn't bill it as that. I'm just describing it. A well-being morning where I'm kind of allergic to the gym or any of that kind of stuff. But I know I'm struggling with stuff in my body, with injuries, I've had to have a couple of x-rays in the last couple of weeks and a lot of old football injuries and stuff like that. And I went and met somebody today who was so kind to allow me into their home to share their knowledge of basically body movement stuff. Really helped with some very difficult injuries that I have, one in my knee in particular, and my knee feels great now. You know, a week ago I'm thinking about all the surgery that I'm going to have to go through, etc., etc. My knee feels so much better. The sun was out today and we went for a couple of jogs interspersed with these exercises and I suppose strength stretching we kind of did. And I was out in the sun and we had great chats and great hang. We had a laugh. We had some proper conversation as well. It was perfect. I loved it. And the results of that morning are that I came back to see my daughter come back from school. And it was great to see her and be grateful to, like, the whole moving my body and doing something like that today has given my whole body the sense that now I just feel very grateful and I feel very happy I'm buzzing. I'm very happy, you know. Now, I do feel a big tiredness as well, but it's the good tired. Do you know what I mean? I think I haven't been sleeping great recently, and this morning was the right type of movement and all the right type of stuff that I needed to be doing in order to tire my body in the right way, if you get me. So that's what I'm feeling right now in this moment. Sitting here back in my office, because I'd barely been in my office in the last couple of weeks because of the laptop thing, because I found it hard to come in and just be sitting here and not be able to play my music and just be here with a pen and paper. I suppose I could play the music on my phone, but it just didn't feel the same. the joy of work, my work with the laptop is jumping between ideas all the time, and the laptop is just a tool that helps all that. And with that gone, it made things a little bit more difficult for me. But I'm delighted to be back here. I'm delighted to be back in this room. And that's all I got right now, is talking to you guys. And I can live in this and not worry about what's going to happen at my gig later on, or what I should have done at the gig last night, etc., etc. I'm not worrying about any of it. I'm just being thankful for this moment that I have here now with you guys, and to be on this microphone. Jesus, I even love the equipment right now. I know you guys think I'm all high or something, but I even love the equipment now. This, you know, the gear that I record this podcast on, that I bought so many years ago. I was like, feckin' hell, I have talked a lot on this. I've made so many podcasts with this thing. So that's what I'm feeling. I hope that at the end of this podcast, or you might even want to pause it now, that you can take a moment for yourself, wherever you're listening to it, to kind of just go, forget the future, forget the things that you're worrying about future-wise, and forget about the past, and how are you feeling right now in this moment? Do it. Why not? So, what else has been going on in my life? The gigs have been busy. And we finished with, a lot of you guys were watching videos of myself and Dez out in out all over the country. Particularly the one that sticks in my mind was going to Clifton. That was quite special. I've never been to that part of Connemara. I've never been to Clifton. And my goodness, the scenery out in the west of Ireland. Like, there's actually a fjord out there, which there's loads of fjords in Norway, a fjord being, you know, where there's mountains on either side and there's a big, massive, what looks like a lake, but I'm pretty sure it just goes out into the sea. And it was cut like that because a glacier just cut right through it. So there's a beautiful fjord up there and these mountains that are just, it's amazing to be in scenery like that because you can feel it on you. Like the mountain, like, imposes itself on top of you as you're driving through it. It's quite the feeling. And I always get that weird feeling as well. It's like, wow, this is where they lived in the famine, where people emigrated from. And it's like, it's so sparse now, and it's so rural. It's so in the middle of nowhere. It's so, like, feels like the edge of the world right now. It's just like, how the fuck were they growing spuds out here in the 1800s? So it was great with Dez. I think, you know, Me and Mama, his show, is really a wonderful show. And not enough people have seen it, so he's hoping of doing a run in Dublin, so I really hope he does do that, because it really is a special show. It's brilliant, and it's kind of, the longer it's gone on, the better it's been getting, so it's great. So hopefully that'll be coming back. But we went, and so thank you to everybody who's listening from who might have joined me on the social media recently. We were in, I'm not gonna remember everywhere, but off the top of my head, Gorey, Kilkenny, Clifton, Galway City, Cork, I think, is that nearly, Armagh, all sorts of places. I can't remember many, but Drogheda again. Jeez, that Drogheda gig is wild. I feckin' love it. It was brilliant. It was great. The gigging with Dez was great, and then I did some shows with Deirdre O'Kane
down in Ballycotton,
and I'm with Jason Byrne this weekend in Trim, County Mead, at the Pooka Festival. So it's been all go, and I'm back in the clubs a little bit more. So I'm doing this weekend at the International Comedy Club. It's a long time since I've done a weekend at the Inter, so I'm looking forward to that. And it's been good to kind of be doing the clubs back in Dublin a little bit, cutting out the travel a bit as well. And good to see other comedians as well, because, you know, when you're on the road just doing somebody else's tour, you only see the one person. Oh yeah, hello to people who saw me performing for Garrod Farrelly as well. That was great as well. So I'm going to be doing some shows with Garrod Farrelly as well. So it's been busy, that's for sure. And and hopefully the busyness keeps up. I'm going to New York soon as well to do the New York Comedy Festival as well. So I'm looking forward to all that. So that's what's been going on. Nothing else crazy. No report updates on the dating stuff. I've barely spoken to Taryn. I know you guys want to hear from that, but I've barely spoken to her. So I don't know if what is happening there, to be quite honest, and the old love life there, if it worked out with that guy who was seems to be quite the charmer, let me tell you. But we will definitely be having Taron back on the show at some stage. And I mean, that not a lot else really. I will be having some special guests on the show soon. I will still continue with this format as well, having the good chit-chats with you. But I will, possibly even next week. I might even have a special guest next week. So that would be pretty cool as well. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the one thing that I was going to say is that, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I did Patreon before, right? And I don't know why, I never really clicked with it. I didn't feel like I liked it enough. I didn't like the subscribing thing. I don't think that's fair on people to have to sign up necessarily to one, same thing all the time, and you have to sign up like it's a Netflix subscription thing. So I did have the other option of buying me a coffee, basically, which it means that you can buy me a coffee and you don't have to sign up. It's a one-off. You can sign up to subscribe at the same time as well, but you can just do the one-off thing as well. So I am going to put the link to that as well. I was, as you well know, I appreciate the podcast. I appreciate the support I get from all the listeners. If you can't financially support me by buying me a coffee, totally cool. Just tell other people about it. Get more listeners would be great. See, I get all these ads on Acast, and I've signed up to, with them on Acast. But to be quite honest with you, it ain't financially worth it at this moment in time. I make feck all, basically zero off Acast at the moment. So that's just the way it is. I'm a small independent artist on this front. So help that I can get, or any support that I can get, especially if you're enjoying the show, if you're listening to it every week, it would be great to have your support. Maybe buy me a coffee a month, for example. So that's the idea with the link to that. And I really appreciate the support. Please don't feel pressure to do it. If you can, brilliant. If you can't, just share it with other people. And if you've been supporting me before as well, please don't feel the pressure of doing that. If you've been supporting me on Patreon and all that kind of stuff. I just thought I'd put that option up there as well. I think it's a nice way of doing it. You don't have to sign up for a long period. It's just buy me a coffee. You want to buy me a coffee a week? Perfecto. You know, it's only a coffee. Jesus. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I'll put the links up to that. If it's not on this week's episode, I will put it on next week's episode. I did set that thing up, but maybe, you know, with the pressure I've been under with organizing everything, fuck me. I'm just glad to be back, to be honest with you. It's Friday. It's a long weekend. I'm sorry I didn't get this out for you guys on a Friday morning, but at least you can listen to this at some point over your weekend, and you can remember that the podcast will be back next week. The MacBook has arrived. We are back on air, and sure, all we have is now. Isn't that right? Fuck me, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be worrying. Peace and love.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.